Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District in Baltimore. Today, a look at what's coming up next season at the Hippodrome Theater. One of the big changes at the Hippodrome next year is that it will be headed by a new president. Ron Legler from Orlando, Florida, will take the reins in early May. The current president, Jeff Daniel, will head to New York to become VP of Business Operations for Broadway Across America. I caught up with Jeff recently to talk about the shows that he's chosen for next season's Hippodrome schedule. It includes a number of Tony winners, including Once, which got the nod as the best musical in 2012. It comes to Charm City in September.
Absolutely, and I couldn't be more excited about it. Live musicians playing musicians on stage, a great bar scene, a great story from Dublin. Audiences, if they get there early enough and can get up there at intermission, can actually go on stage and get a drink where the actors are acting and singing and playing their instruments. It's a fantastic story, one of my favorites.
That's great. So the bar from the stage becomes the bar for the patrons.
That's exactly right. We're open to anything. We really are.
Yeah. Love that. Big Disney show, one of the ones in a string of great, iconic pieces. This is Newsies. That won the Tony in 2012 for the best score and best choreography.
It did, and Disney has been working on this title for years, and frankly, we've been a proponent of bringing that on the road and making a tour. There's a huge following for Newsies out there, and we're anxious to get it on stage at the Hippodrome. It'll be a typical large Disney production full of wonderful music and dancing, and we're looking forward to it.
It's about kids hawking newspapers.
They are.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, and it's a great story for those of you who haven't seen the original Disney film. And again, there's a following out there. We're going to tap into it, but it's a story for everybody.
Yeah. Of course, a couple of really great standard iconic pieces of American musical theater, Annie and Chicago, both coming back next year.
Yeah, we when we're booking the seasons, we try to take a look at not only what's available and current, but what's been successful in the past to give our subscribers and single ticket holders an options. And we find that the two popular titles were available, and we grabbed them right up, Chicago and Annie, two of our favorites. And they haven't been in Baltimore in a long time. And these two productions we have a lot of faith in and expect them to do quite well.
Yeah, well, they're great shows.
Thank
and if you.
You
haven't seen them, it's always great to be able to catch them. And if you have
great.
Seen them, it's fun to find
That's
you know,
right.
find out again. And 2014-15 will also include a couple of new productions. Dirty Dancing has been adapted for the stage from the famous musical back
sure.
in the 80s. Yeah.
Sure. You'll remember the music. You'll remember the character, as many people do. And the stage adaptation is just fantastic. The title shouldn't surprise anyone. Everyone knows the title, I think. Many, many, many people love it. And so yet another title we've been keeping our eye on since inception, and a just brand new show from Baltimore. And again, trying to keep up the trend of keeping the newer shows coming here first.
Jeff Daniel is the outgoing president of the Hippodrome at the Frantz Merrick Performing Arts Center. We spoke a couple of weeks ago. The Hippodrome's season next year also includes a revival of Pippin, a new stage show adapted from the iconic I Love Lucy TV series, and a show that's been captivating Broadway for more than a decade, Wicked. Come to wypr.org/inthebromo for a link to more information. This has been In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.